Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet of More Celebrity Facts with me, Nisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about the singer, The Weeknd. So let's get started. The Weeknd, also known as Abel Macon Tesfaye, was born on the 16th of February 1990 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. In August 2009, Tesfaye began anonymously releasing music on YouTube. The following year, he met the producer, Jeremy Rose, at a party. Rose asked Tesfaye if he wanted to work together as a dark R&B project after hearing him freestyle over an instrumental. After creating multiple songs and partying ways due to creative differences. In April 2012, Tesfaye began performing at more shows such as the Coachella Festival and two sold-out shows at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City. He also performed at various European festivals such as the Prim Arova Sound in Spain and Portugal and the Wildest Festival in the United Kingdom. On November 13, 2012, Tesfaye released Trilogy, a compilation album comprising remixed and remastered versions of his 2011 mixtapes and three additional tracks. The album debuted at number 4 on the US Billboard 2000 with first week sales at 86,000 copies. Between November the 6th and the 13th, he served as an opening act for Justin Timberlake during the 20/20 Experience World Tour. He also contributed two songs to the soundtrack for the 2013 film The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, Devil May Cry, and the soundtrack single Elastic Heart with Sia and Diplo. On the 27th of May 2015, Tesfaye released the single From Beauty, Behind the Madness, The Hills. The single debuted at number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 and peaked at number 1, becoming Tesfaye's second number 1 single following Can't Feel My Face, which had reached the number 1 position before it. In 2019 of June, The Hills was certificated Diamond by the RIAA, masking Tesfaye's Diamond certificate record. On February 2nd, 2018, Tesfaye contributed to the soundtrack of The Black Panther on the song Pray For Me with Kendrick Lamar. The track served around the third single from the soundtrack and peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. On the 24th of November 2019, Tesfaye teased his single Blinding Lights through a Mercedes-Benz advert. On November 27th, he released Heartless as the lead single of the fourth studio album. The song debuted at number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100 and peaked at number 1, making it Tesfaye's fourth number 1 single. On the 19th of February 2020, Tesfaye revealed that his fourth studio album would be titled After Hours and would be released on the March 20th. He also released the album's title track as a promotional single. On the 9th of August 2020, he released Save Your Tears in the United States. The solo version peaked at number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100. A remix with American singer with Ariana Grande was released on April 23rd, 2021 and propelled the song to number 1 on the Hot 100, making both artists 6th number 1 on the single chart. On October 22nd, 2021, Tesfaye appeared on the Swedish House Mafia's single Moth to Fur Flame from their debut studio album Paradise Again. On the February 24th, 2023, following months-long renewed interest in the virality of The Weeknd's 2016 song Die For You, which became charting in 2022 and reached a new peak of 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 6 years after its release, a remix of the song featuring Ariana Grande was released. On December 2nd, 2023, the video game Fortnite announced that The Weeknd would be featured as a headlining artist for the Fortnite Festival game mode, and outfits for him would become available to play on December 9th. On July 17th, 2024, Tesfaye announced that one of his night shows in Sao Paulo, Brazil, is set to take place on September 7th, 2024. He also announced that the title of his upcoming sixth album, Hurry Up Tomorrow, will be 3 days prior to the concert. So that is The Weeknd. Honestly, he's one of the most amazing singers. My favourite songs that I've of his are Blinding Lights and Save Your Tears, because I first came across him around the coronavirus lockdown, and on TikTok there was this dance about the Blinding Lights song, so that's how I got into him, and I can't wait to see what he's going to do in the future. I'd love to see him perform down here one day, but I'm not sure if that will happen, but we'll have to wait and see. So next time I am talking about Gene Wilder, so stay tuned everybody, take care.